You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're talking South Florida. Actually, we're talking Miami Beach luxury and super luxury housing with the expert, Brett Harris. Brett's a good friend. Brett has done a lot of great deals. We just talked about Farrell Williams. Right, selling his big condo. Brett, you got to know the market out there. What other kind of interesting transactions have occurred?
About a year ago, Matt Damon sold his house.
Okay.
On the market on and off for about 3 years. He left, he exited here, he went to New York, then he went to L.A. He got about 15.3 for his house. It was listed for 20.
Mm-hmm.
Farrell's house was penthouse was originally listed for 17, and he recently took 9.
So it sounds to me like there's a little bit of a movement in the market.
Again, the assets were priced too high, in my opinion, to start with. So unfortunately, the representatives that he had, they both had from the get-go, weren't giving him the straight story. It's unfortunate sometimes, and he spun his wheels.
Well, the listing, sometimes the pitch on the initial pitch on the listing can sometimes be driven by something rather than facts.
Yeah,
well, most of these people that would own these homes, I think, specialize in facts. You don't get there without understanding the facts, and they might be disappointed if somebody finesses them.
Yeah, there's a few big deals that have happened in the last few months. There's a house under contract now on Venetian Causeway.
Oh, man, I love that area.
North of $20 million.
So wow. That'll
be a record.
Which
sale
side?
For that.
Which side?
Toledo, facing downtown.
Facing downtown, yeah, I would imagine.
West Toledo.
Sure.
There's a house on Pine Tree Drive under contract for $19
million. Oh, wow.
So the market's active. Some large transactions are happening. It's just got to be priced right.
Now, what are you seeing from, we talked about North Beach. What's going on with South Beach? Because there's upzoning there. I've seen that there were just some trades on Washington. It sounds like South Beach is ready to reinvent itself. Can I even say that?
Well, it is. Every 10 years we see it. It went from Ocean Drive down to Lincoln Road, and now it's going to move down back to Washington, where Washington was the big deal back in the day. They've recently.
When I was young and single,
we see a lot of local developers doing assemblages and then selling them to institutional funds. Andrew Joblin and the Resnicks did something with depositors on Washington Avenue. They did very well. There's a couple other deals happening north on Washington Avenue, and you're going to continue seeing that trend as they upzone. Big money from New York's to come down and gobble this stuff up.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. We're already the missing borough. You've seen it already in Wynwood. Nobody could understand what was going on with Wynwood because they just looked at it at the face. It's all driven by what the upzone's going to be.
Sure. So it's been upzoned, and Wynwood is absolutely probably Wynwood may be the hottest zip code in the country when it comes to development.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I go there and share space with Dave Lombardi.
Yeah,
and
great guy. Dave's a good friend of mine. Great guy.
I love Dave. And, you know, I remember when he just did Terminal Lofts and everybody thought he was out of his mind. Now Terminal Lofts is, I would say, almost like a historic building because it kicked that whole thing off.
Yeah, he's doing very well there.
He's great. I love his guys. They're just terrific. I wish him nothing but the best of luck, and I know he's going to have it. And, another guy that we do mortgages with. So, now, we've only got a couple more minutes because the last segment we want to talk about a little bit of update on what's been going on with Vivian. We touted that, so we're going to do that. Tell me what you see as the hidden gem neighborhood. We talked about North Beach. We talked about South Beach. Is there any place... Sunset Harbor may be an idea. West Avenue, there's all kinds of little areas. But what about the original old condos that were built in the day by Steve Musk, Seacoast North, Seacoast South? What's going on with those? The Alexander, I got to believe that those are actually probably poised for, I'm going to just have to say it, assemblage and demolition.
There's something that I think Edgar De Fortuna's just buying or bought on Collins. I think it's on 56th or 57th. It's about an acre, and it was an older building, and he probably spent a few years trying to get it, and I think he just recently acquired it for maybe $50, $60 million. He'll tear that down and build a new building. But eventually, depending upon the cost, the developers are looking at all those older buildings that have ocean frontage. Ocean frontage from 21st Street all the way to Bell Harbor is in high demand right now.
Oh my God! And I always like to say those buildings always smelled like brisket and mildew. So there's something that truly does need to be done there. And I've got to believe that the people that live in there may be getting to be demographically appropriate for moving.
Yeah, but you know, some of the older buildings that have high ceilings and open floor plans, you're going to see some prices come down there because of the new inventory. There's a lot of product hitting the market, and you're going to see some good deals in those older buildings.
Keep me in mind, because if you can get enough of the units in those buildings, it becomes a business plan.
Sure.
Okay. My gosh, I'm loving this guy. I'm having a great time. My wife is smiling. She sees dollar signs dancing in front of her head.
You asked me, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but you did ask me what other neighborhoods I think that are special.
Yeah, this isn't a tangent. This is a nugget.
And I do believe that there are two special areas that are on fire or going to be even hotter in the next 5 years, and that is Miami Shores, once they develop Northeast 2nd Avenue, and Coconut Grove. Coconut Grove is probably the biggest trend right now of people my age moving towards the private schools and getting closer to more green space and not having to commute to work. And that whole live work, you know, setting there in the Grove, is just, they got something special going on there.
I love it. I've worked in Coconut Grove for 30 plus years. I just absolutely can't get enough of it. Today, my office is, you know, with Bob at Spectrum, we're right across the street from Green Street. Poke me in the eye. I've got the best lifestyle in America.
Yeah. So Pete Gardner is doing very well there.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine, and David Martin's putting up Park Grove. I sold a bunch of units there. And it's going to be the city's already done with the park. I don't know what they spent there, $30 million.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Fresh market there. They've got tons of new restaurants going in.
The number one fresh market in the country. The restaurants, it used to be the worst place for restaurants. Now I can't figure out where to go for lunch every day.
It's happening.
I love it there. And I actually lived in Miami Shores probably 30 years ago when Vivian and I first dated. We lived in Miami Shores right before Hurricane Andrew. What a secret. We lived on the water. It was the most amazing neighborhood. The homes in there are spectacular, and you're still just very short commute. You're somewhat inside the zone of pain to commute into downtown Miami. It's still only about a half hour from there at this point.
You're in Wynwood in the Design District in 6 minutes.
Exactly.
You go down North Miami Avenue, you're on the highway, northeast.
Yeah, no, North Miami Avenue. You don't ever get on I-95. Yeah. It's spectacular. It's got great bones. And like you said, it's close in to where all the new big hot areas are going to be. My gosh, people should listen to this show. They could probably make money if they listen to what we said.
Yeah.
So, Brett, how much more time in this segment, Mondita? Well, you can go slow when you say your contact information now. We'll also give people – so say your contact information now. People go grab a pen, pencil, whatever, and then they can come back and you'll say it again in a minute.
My cell phone is 305-764-9401. And email is Brett, B-R-E-T-T, dot Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, at Elliman.com. Elliman with two L's, one N.
Well, thank you so much for going real slow for the Jets fans. In fact, I might have even been slow enough for the Bills fans. Now, I do want to say one thing is that people buy these homes. It's an aspirational thing for them. They've been thinking about it their whole life. It's their dream home. We just talked about Barry Sternlicht bought one that was half-built and rearranged it for his whole focus. You've named some of the biggest names in South Florida are getting involved with this. You mentioned Posner's did a deal. We know that the guys at Crescent Heights has done a deal. Mm-hmm. The Robins have been doing this stuff. It sounds like they're all got their eye on what's going to happen next, and we talked about it today. We talked about what David Martin's doing at 85th Street Beach. We talked about the city and people that are doing it a little bit south of there. We talked about all the hot markets, but we talked about the one that's closest to your heart, and that's North Beach. Tell them a little bit more about why you love that area.
You know, North Beach is just off the beaten track. It's got close proximity to Lincoln Road. It's close enough that if you want to get to the action, you could drive 8 minutes or take an Uber. And if you want to just remove yourself, it's nice and quiet. We've got Canyon Ranch. We've got great hotels. We've got, you know, a new Publix that opened up. We've got eventually the Byron Carlisle will be renovated. The city's going to spend money there. Hopefully it'll be an IPIC of some sort. The city's developing all the empty lots. It's going to happen. They're upzoning the North Bay Village where the fountain is. They're upzoning that commercial space. So we have a lot of developers and people of friends of mine going in looking for some space there. They're going to probably zone it up to 12 floors or 8 floors. So it's all going to – the whole facade of the neighborhood is going to change in the next 5 years.
Wow. Brett, thank you for giving us an insight. I've got to call you because I've got people that are looking for what you've been talking about. And by the way, when they buy it from you, they finance it with us at Spectrum. You can reach me at 305. This is my cell, 773-6300. Brett's your cell?
305-764-9401.
Now, people have all they need to reach the aspirational heights of Miami Beach real estate. Brett, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Thank you. Wanda, it's my pleasure. Wanda, we'll be back after this with some information about Vivian. We'll talk about what's been going on with Vivian, her search for donors, and everything else. Wanda's just rocking it. I'm just going to let it go. Wanda, give it to me, baby.